Hello, gang. Donald here of BlueCollarDIY.com. Have you been wondering about getting into the home inspection business? Maybe offering it as a add-on service for your handyman business? Or maybe you're a home inspector and you're thinking about getting into the handyman business. What's the pros and cons of each? I'm fixing to tell you. I've been a professional home inspector now for 19 years. Been a handyman on and off for longer than that. And so I have several things I'll go over with you. Maybe some you hadn't thought of. I know it's logical to think if you're a handyman, well, if I was a home inspector and I inspect all these homes and there's things wrong with them, they'll hire me to fix them. Well, that is logical, and a lot of people think that way. Here's the problem. In most states that are licensed, that license home inspectors, let me take that back. Well, yeah, most I know of. I know Texas and Oklahoma, you cannot work on a home you inspected. Texas, I think it's for a year. I think it's the same way in Oklahoma. So if you was to inspect a home, you wouldn't get to work on it. So, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't still pursue being a home inspector. Like I said, I've been one for 19 years, and it's been good to me and my family. The main difference is probably the insurance and some of the tools. In states that license home inspectors, and there's a lot of states that do, I don't know how many. Most of them, I would say, is going to require you to carry general liability insurance, as well as errors and omissions. One of these days I'll get that out. E&O is what we call it. Now the difference is, general liability is just like for your handyman business. You flood the home, lady trips over your ladder and breaks an arm, whatever, general liability covers that. E&O, on the other hand, as a home inspector, you're out there and you don't notice that or you don't think nothing of it, that the home's shifting, they got foundation problems, or you miss something major and it costs a bunch of money to fix. They're going to come after you and your insurance company. That's what errors and omissions insurance is for. I will tell you, now there's always been this heated debate in the home inspection business. Does E&O cause you to get more complaints because there's unscrupulous real estate agents, there's unscrupulous lawyers, imagine that, and then there's unscrupulous buyers who will try to say, you missed a bunch of stuff, give me 50 grand, or I'm going to sue you, or tell your insurance company, give us 50 grand for all the stuff your inspector missed. That goes on. That's real. Some will try to deny it. It happens. There's ways to handle that, but that's for another video. By the way, this is a good time. If y'all have any questions about any of this, ask it in the comments. I'll be happy to try to answer it if I can. So, what else we got? Okay, first, we know we can't, most areas cannot inspect the homes that we, can't work on the homes that we inspect. Most areas. What's crazy is that in Texas and Oklahoma, if I'm a licensed pest control operator with a termite that can do termite inspections, I can go out there to the house, and if I'm looking at it, and oh, I found some mud tubes with active termites in it, or even if I find conducive conditions, doesn't mean they have to be there, just conducive conditions, Mr. Homeowner, Mr. Seller, you got termites, or I found conducive conditions, this is going to require a treatment. Now, some of them, a lot of it doesn't happen the same day, but they can say, well, Mr. Pest Control Guy, Termite Guy, can you treat those today? You go, sure, $1,000. Okay, here, Mr. Pest Control, here's $1,000. Please get rid of the termites. No problem. Say, so, we love you, Texas and Oklahoma, we love you guys for that, oh yeah. But home inspector, I'm sorry, you got a dripping faucet. Well, Mr. Home Inspector, can you fix it? Nope, sorry, state says I'm not qualified to fix that dripping faucet. Stupid. That's why you don't let government in your business. Don't get me started about licensing. Licensing does not produce qualified individuals. All it is a barrier to entry. That's all, nothing else. If license made you a qualified tradesman or a qualified person to do whatever you had the license for, then we'd have no accidents because everybody'd be perfect drivers, wouldn't they? Doesn't work. You know it, I know it. Stop denying it. The other thing is, let me see, I got a whole list here. As I was writing this out, I'm thinking, man, why have I been a home inspector for 19 years? Liability reason. My opinion, liability is higher in home inspections simply because of what I mentioned earlier. You got crooked attorneys, ambulance chasers, imagine that. Crooked real estate agents, imagine that. And crooked home buyers and stuff, and sometimes, or sellers. So they want to come after you, and your insurance company will likely just settle with them to get them shut up. Not all, and not all the time, but enough times that that's why they're coming after you. In fact, I have seen, it's been rare, but I'm starting to see these attorneys advertise, did your home inspector miss something? Call us at 1-800-100, we'll get you money, or whatever, you know. So it's just, you know, the legal people or attorneys industries begin to realize, hey, they got insurance. Some of them, some places, not all. I think if more states required insurance, as they do, you'll start to see an increase in this. Money wise, typical home inspection, most areas, $300-$400. Now, in California, in major cities, it's going to be a lot higher. It's still seasonal. When I was licensed in Texas, we were busy. I did 2 inspections a day, 5 and 6 days a week. I hired another inspector to get the overflow. He was doing 2 inspections a day for 5 or 6 days a week. And oddly enough, our slow time was like April. We're almost dead. Everybody else is booming. But come fall and winter, when everybody else was dead, we were booming. So it was crazy. As a handyman, like last June was killer, like killed me. Probably 10 billable hours all month. Luckily, I had a couple inspections take up the slack. But it was just dead. And it seems to be, it never seems to be the same month. Some years I'll go without having a slow month. So, as far as, if you're doing both of them, it kind of helps you even out the, you know, the work, so you stay consistent. Well, then, you know, most places a handyman doesn't have to be insured or licensed, although you should carry general liability. I'll say that. Market wise, you have a smaller market as a home inspector to market to. Now, typically home inspectors market to realtors because that's the way they've been taught. They'll tell you, well, that's the only way you're going to get business. It's a lie. They simply don't know how to market to the general public. But, and then you get into some, conflicts of interest that the home inspection and real estate industry likes to deny goes on, but it does. The realtor only recommends 3 preferred vendors. Well, how do they become preferred? Well, you give us $300 a year or $500 a year and you get on our preferred vendor list. Oh, really? Okay. Or, you know, it's 3 home inspectors that they know do soft inspections and don't upset the apple cart. You know, stuff like that. So that goes on a lot in the home inspection business. People try to deny it. Been doing this 19 years. I know people in just about every market around the country. We see each other at conferences and stuff. It goes on. We know it. They know it. So you have that going. You got to be aware of that because that can really throw a wrench into your marketing plans. Handyman, everybody needs something fixed sometime, right? Now, whether they can afford you or not, that's a different topic. But there's a bigger need for home repairs than there are for home inspections. Now, specialized tools. If you're a handyman, you have most of the tools you need to begin with, or you should. The only things I can think of is maybe you might need extra, or maybe a moisture meter. I have two, a Tramex and a protometer. I have a voltage sniffer as well as a voltage meter. What else do I have? I used to have a microwave tester, and that was just a joke. People love to see it sparkle and all different colors, and you know, got me a few referrals, but I've lost mine. I've never replaced it, so you don't need it. I mean, like I say, it was more for show than anything. Gas detector. Some people will use a carbon monoxide detector to check the flue gases or flues around furnaces and water heaters. I don't do that. But, you know, obviously you need a ladder, good flashlights. But like I said, as a handyman, you've got most of that stuff. Now, there's a lot of people getting into infrared imaging, and some of those cameras, the better ones are $1,500, $2,500. I don't do that. A lot of these people getting in drones now. I don't do that. Been doing fine without it. Continue to do fine without it. But it is it's more, in my opinion, marketing gimmick than anything. So, you know, that may be something you want to look into if you want to become a home inspector. Other than that, that's the main differences between the two. Now, I know a lot of home inspectors will tell you, you don't need to come from the trades to be a good handyman, a good home inspector. And that's kind of true, but let me put it this way. As a handyman, I do a lot of work on home inspection reports that realtors, hey, we need this fixed. All this stuff on this home inspection report fixed. Okay, so I get to see a lot of these reports, and you can almost tell which ones didn't come from the trades. The two businesses are not as similar as you think they would be. You can be a great handyman and still be a poor home inspector. The differences in knowledge is more than what you think it was. Would be, you know, you got to know, you know, your electrical, your plumbing, HVAC, structural, foundation, grading and drainage, just a lot of stuff you've got to know as a home inspector that you don't have to as a handyman. But as a handyman, if you're a good one, you know how a home's supposed to be built and its components, you got a little bit of advantage over the person who doesn't. Now, like I said, I've seen these home inspectors that wouldn't know how to drive an Elf. Their life depended on it. But they're out there inspecting homes because they went through a school. Maybe they got a little on the job training from somebody, and they're telling these other people who are buying the house how to fix it, what needs fixed. I'm like, what? And you can tell by reading the reports, they don't have a clue what they're talking about. So the only other thing as far as tools is software for the inspection report. That's another hotly debated. You got home inspection companies charging $80, $100 a month to use their software. That's bull. You don't need that. There's some reasonable software. There's some one-time purchases. That's what I do. I would not lease or get fleeced by paying monthly for home inspection software. Most good home inspection software is going to be like $500 to $700 a one-time purchase. About one time, you're done with it. There are some other less, and I may do with Microsoft templates off Microsoft Word. Don't really like them because it's kind of tough. Yes, and in Texas requires you to follow their little guidelines, you know, stupid, but well. So if you're in Texas, you got to follow this guideline report of theirs. Now, most places don't have that requirement. Still some people out there done getting those old carbon forms. Guys, come on. You can't put pictures in that. And your home inspection customers are going to want pictures this day and age. Get into the modern age. So that's about it as far as a comparison. It's just not quite as cut and dried as you think. After 19 years and watching people, well, you got raced to the bottom on both sides. You got home inspectors out there do a $200 inspection. Okay, that would scare me as a home buyer, and knowing what a $200 inspection looks like, it'd scare the hell out of me. You're wasting your money. Kind of like same way on a handyman when they're going to charge you $25 to put a ceiling fan up. That would scare me. So, if you, like I said, if y'all have any other questions, answer them. I'll try to answer them in comments. It is really state specific on home inspections. You need to find out the laws in your area, if they require licensing, if they require insurance. If they do require licensing, will they accept online? Because you can go to InterNACHI and get trained, $50 a month, and they have a ton of stuff for you there. And you can get trained if they allow you to take their online course, if your state allows it. And you won't have to leave the comfort of your home. And if you do it quick enough, you can get it done for $50. If it takes you a couple months, hey, take you a couple months. It's really easy though. So anyway, guys, I know it's running long. I was just trying to get all this information in and kind of give you, you know, inside glance at both industries. So anyway, like I said, got any comments, leave them down below. Otherwise, appreciate you watching. Sorry about the shadows. It's the second time I tried to make this video. First time I had a flood warning go off and it screwed my video up. I don't know what happened. I never had that happen before. It just, there was no video there and it just told me temporary video warning or something. And it's like, wow. So anyway, appreciate you watching. Check out our blog, bluecollardiy.com. And sign up for the podcast. I'm going to strip the video audio out of here. This will be the podcast. So sign up for that. So anyway, I appreciate it. Donald, I'm out.